Good morning, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset again. My name is Kerry Green. I am your friend here just bringing the scriptures to your attention every morning. That's what the Morning Mindset is about, because the scriptures will guide us in how we should think, because our minds do not remain aligned with the truth of God day to day. It's almost like every morning when we wake up, it resets to a default that is not a godly default. I think that's in part because we still live in fallen human bodies that are prone to the effects of sin, but also because we're just in such a habit of living in independent ways that are not the ways of God. And so the Morning Mindset is here as a tool to help us get our minds aligned with the truth of God. Today's topic comes from Psalm chapter 141. We're going to look at verse number 5, and we're going to be looking into something that is very much a thing that is not in alignment with the way we tend to think as human beings, or the way we tend to think as people in our modern culture. I want to start out the topic by asking you a question. How do you typically respond when someone comes to you with a concern about you, a concern about your life? What's your instinct in terms of response? What are you most likely to do? Will you get defensive? Will you lash out at them? Will you say something like, "Who are you to judge me?" or "Don't judge me?" Now, I think in a moment like this, when there's not a situation like that facing us, it's easy to say, "Well, of course not. I wouldn't respond in those ways. I'd try to hear them out, and I'd want to understand what they're concerned about and see if there's any truth in it." But I'm asking you to take a moment to think back to situations where you've had this sort of a confrontation happen. And what did you do then? Because what you did then is most likely what you would do in the future if you didn't make some sort of a change to make sure it didn't. You see, that sort of a scenario and the kind of responses I've already described of defensiveness and accusation back toward the other person are very typical for us as human beings. We're proud individuals. We don't want anyone examining our lives or telling us what to do or pointing out something that we did wrong in their eyes. We just don't like it. But my friends, look at what these verses say. In Psalm 141, verse number 5, it says, "Let a righteous man strike me, it is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it." Now, that oil for your head thing may have confused you a bit. They saw oil on the head as a blessing. It was a way of anointing someone for a place of honor, or a place of purpose in status. You see, so he's saying when a righteous person, someone who has your good in mind, someone who knows God's ways and lives God's ways, more importantly, comes to you and says something painful to you or brings something painful to your attention, it is a kindness they are doing to you. When they come and rebuke you, which is more of a hard, stern approach, it is oil for your head. It's putting you in a place of advantage. And do you notice what David's prayer is in light of those circumstances? He says, "Let my head not refuse it." I don't want to be defensive. I don't want to respond badly. I want to take it as the gift that it is and as the kindness it's intended to be. As I hear the music coming up, I just want to urge you, my friends, consider the humility that needs to be in your heart and in my heart if we're going to be people like David's describing. We've got to be able to push down defensiveness and open up a humble heart to receive the good. And sometimes we've got to be able to be willing to express our concern to others, even though they may not respond well. That is the godly way. That is the humble way that you and I need to live out today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.